For the assignment, we are supposed to tell about a time or happening in a life that shows the goodness of God. And for me, a few winters ago, the roads were slick and Dad's truck slid in the ditch. And Kevin and Marcus came out at like 8 or 9 o'clock and helped us get out of the ditch. And that just shows that when there's friends who are trying to do the teachings of Jesus, it just works out better for everybody, and as opposed to living selfishly and just fighting with your family, it just destroys your life.
Yesterday, when we were at the farmer's market, we were selling strawberries, but right next to us, like 5-10 feet away from us, was another strawberry vendor. And he was his berries were a little bit bigger than ours. He was like some sort of Old Order Mennonite guy, but there was a customer who came by and looked at both of our strawberries and decided that the Mennonite guys were better. He came over and said, you have the better strawberries. But then the Mennonite, he was really nice. He said, actually, I just want to be honest with you. I think theirs probably tastes better. And so the guy left his stand and walked over to ours. And then he looked at our strawberries, and then he decided the other guys were still bigger, though. So he went and got his strawberries. But I was just thinking, yeah, it was really nice how the other vendor, he might have thought that the customer could have easily just decided to get our berries after what he said, but he decided to be kind to his neighbors and do the right thing.
I think just the beauty in it and God's creation shows his goodness. And like the other night, we're out in the field, just an amazing sunset. Last week, I wasn't feeling the best, and I had to spend a lot of the day in the house. And I got to thinking how extremely blessed I am to have health, to work and be outside in the beautiful world. And so, just a real blessing.
I'm thankful for my family and my house.
I was just thinking, what a blessing it is to wake up every morning and be able to go to work. Most people have to work in a factory or work in the city, live in the city, and they don't have the privilege of being outside in all the open air and the beauty of God's creation.
Last week when I was at work, I was loading up a big excavator onto a trailer, and I got to stop midway and go check and make sure the trailer was on correctly. And I was walking back there, and the excavator slipped, and the trailer was not connected correctly, and I just missed my face by a couple of inches. And afterwards, I kind of got thinking that it was a really close call, and I was just thinking that goodness of God allowed me to live for another day to make good choices and good decisions.